Thank you, United Exchange Game 129. Ye souls that are weak and helpless and poor, who know not to speak, much less to do more, lo, here a foundation for comfort and peace. In Christ is salvation, the kingdom is his. With power he rules, and wonders performs, conduct the fools, and courage the worms, beset by sore evil without and within, by legions of devils and mountains of sin.
Thank you. second chapter in the book of Deuteronomy. The second chapter in the book of Deuteronomy and the verse 7. For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness these 40 years. The Lord thy God hath been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. They're very blessed people that are blessed of God. And without that blessing, there'll be no heaven for you, because all that reach heaven will join in an everlasting song, and they'll praise him, bless him. Then what makes them the preparation for it? God himself. If you have never blessed him here, what a sad place to be in. But my friends, everyone in that cloud of witnesses spoken up by Paul, they blessed God. And so you find throughout the word of God, among those that God has set apart by himself and his power and his grace, the manifestation that he loved them, there were times when they blessed God. But what did they bless him for? What he'd done for them. A sinking man, a woman, a child, knowingly, literally in the waters, would know nothing of the value of salvation hadn't they been in that place. And you and I might walk on the shore or bank near and see it and know nothing of what they were enduring, or of one who saved them. So it is in the teaching of God. He teaches our weakness first before he gives us himself. He often brings to the end in providence sometime to show us the truths we read to you. And many times he'll bring you to the end of your wisdom and strength to show you that he is your wisdom and power. Now this was one God set apart. I hope he set you apart. Very necessary. And there will be one exempt, my friend, that is found in the kingdom of his grace here and prepared for the kingdom of his glory above. It may be in to your mind, and poor mind often tried, whether you are set apart. That's a good thing if it is. To be careless about your never dying soul is a very solemn place to be in. And to be careless about the things of time and sense. But when God takes you in hand, he gives you something that will cause you and me to ponder over the very path of our feet. And what is that? Why, it quickens your soul. He calls you by grace. How long since the quickening until he reveals himself and bring you to walk in the path that he's provided, that alone is known to him. There's a time for everything he does upon this earth. He may literally give you a shower that will last an hour upon hour at this earth. It may last a day. He could send a storm that in an hour would cause deep destruction, and he could cause that storm to last a day. No, not all the powers of learning and science could ever alter it. He's in the heavens and we on the earth. And yet with all the mighty work of God's creation, there's nothing can be compared unto the work of his grace in a sinner's heart. And that sinner will never know why he should bless them. Never. He'll never know why. If you ask him 1,000 times to say, why did you bless me, you'd get no answer. Because he is God, and he's immortal, and we're mortal. The blessings rest on his holy name. You will know when he's blessed you. And so it was with Moses, wasn't it? What is he doing here? His work has almost come to the end. The people he'd been leading were the children of Israel, and like you and me, they all had their faults, plenty of them. And sometimes they rebelled, and they blamed poor Moses because sometimes they couldn't find the water, and sometimes they were not satisfied with the earthly portion he gave them, the manna. Oh, my friend, it promised thou should come into the promised land, you know. And it's only those that endured unto the end of the journey that reached it. Many died in the wilderness because they never trusted in their God. And God will bring every one of his children to trust him, even when they cannot see him. And so, my friend, this was where he now gathered them before him. And from the moment that he saved them from those that were stronger than themselves, even the Egyptians, and brought them through the sea, were there to see the destruction of all their enemies, until now, he went over all the way God led them. Can you go over any part where he's led you? And where he's blessed you? Because, my friends, it's line upon line, here a little and there a little. Maybe a simple thought that there'd be no Bible in print, or from what the manuscripts were, if there'd been no line upon line. And then that filled a page. We don't sometimes see the value of our Bibles even having printed them before you. Line. No line could follow another without it was in the end of that power that is greater than the line. And so God leads his people line upon line, precept upon precept. And thus you gradually learn, and yet fully know who your God is, that is leading you through a path that you have never trod before. Well, everything and every movement that he revealed unto the children, Moses I'm speaking, you will find he has said, and the Lord spake unto me. He gave all the honor to God. And he recorded all that what God had said to him. And some of the land that they were to pass through, they weren't to touch the people. Others, they were to be destroyed. God's a sovereign. He isn't like you and me, changeable. So they were not to meddle with Sam of the children of Esau. They weren't to touch them. And they were to be very take good heed of themselves. It's a great thing when we know what to do, what is right in the sight of God and what is wrong. And blessings rest on his holy name. If he directs you, you'll do that which is right. And he said why they were to pass Samna country and not another. And it was this, he'd blessed them. What a mercy to have the bless of God. Not all the riches you possess, all the honor, whatever you want, the wisdom God has given you, never buy one grain of real wisdom. Now, and where that's given, you and my friends, he's blessed you. That'll cause you to come on this ground, whether man, woman, or child. Blessed is the man whom thou causest to approach unto thee. Very great mercy. We don't know God. In his vengeance he could destroy us all. And in his mercy he can have mercy on all. And he can bless all you in your never dying souls. And I tell you, my dear friends, if he had given you some blessing in your soul, all other things are going to be added to them. That it'll be such and such a banner that he will bring you to earnestly seek his face. There's difference between a prayer of the lips and a prayer of the heart. And it's given by God. And, my friends, he so ordains it that you shall have confusion, perhaps, in your poor mind and soul before he gives you peace. I was very much taken this night in reading a portion of a filter. And he took us to that point. I wish there were more Red Philpott's works. The most wonderful, gracious men. But he took just one spot where there was confusion. And he said, great confusion, too. It was round of blessed Jesus when he was on the cross. Jesus did bow, he went to the cross. But look at the confusion, the rabble, the noise there must have been. The anger of Satan in the hearts of the men that were to pierce him with a sword. It was all confusion. And yet, as he said, it was to bring unto men, women, and children the peace of God the Father. And only on that cross lay as was stretched between heaven and earth the one who said to his disciples, peace I give unto you. Wonderful paper, you know. Was Moses ever confused? More than once. more than once. Notwithstanding all God had done for those people, they made another god of gold. And perhaps, and my friend, what did that bring unto Moses? A spirit of prayer. Down not undervalue that, friend. If you've had confusion, or you might be now, when that perfect line of his leading seemed to be a tangle to you, it's not a tangle in God's hands, you know. Oh no, it's not that in his hands. That he's bringing you to pray where you would never have prayed like it before. He's causing the eyes to look unto him where it had never looked before. It's causing the heart to breathe that pure heart that is a blessing of his indeed. And that'll never, never be to your disadvantage. That brings you to pray to him. It's a very valuable gift. And I often desires have been speaking while the wee to young people too, that they might have that gift given them. Sometimes you may think we do not have the younger man. We have him as much as we do those older in years. And my friend, what a mercy it was that all the Lord had directed and led Moses from the time when he was so confused and troubled. And he made him pray, and what did he pray? What was his prayer? He wanted the Lord to go before him. He wanted God, and this is faith in the measure, and a great measure too, he wanted God to do everything for him. Well, he had much to look on, had he? And he looked down with the tables of the law, and that law is never broke, is never taken away. He saw the very people dancing round this car. Yes. And it was a very humble prayer. If thy presence go not with me, carry me not up hence. You see, that was he wanted God. Do you want him? You will if he set you apart. And you could not have a greater blessing than all your perplexing trial than to have a God about. And in one word or power, a calming of the spirit of the mind, he can put it all right in a few moments that might cause you weeks and weeks of God. Of trial to your poor mind. And he does this, that he might have all the glory. And what did the Lord say to Moses then? Why, he said, my presence shall go with thee. And what more could he have? And then he said, I'll give you rest. Now, if his presence is felt by you, I might tell you a text all day and you might never know it. When his presence there's a glory in it. And you feel you've got a guide and a counselor, a friend, a brother born for adversity, a God of infinite power, that every moment in his hand and all that concerns you there too. that is what he gave to Mary. Now, he knew the many times they'd sinned against him. When do we sin most against God? When we never see his face. Let him be past, he'll do the rest. And let him be last. Sometimes the leading of God with his dear children, it almost tears their flesh to pieces. It does. And yet it's the right path. Because in all that he does, he creates in their heart a prayer, a wrestling, a looking unto the heavens from whence cometh their help. He's the same God. Now he was coming near the time when the Lord was going to take him home, and he was to show unto Israel what he should never tread, what was before them, what they had to do. God had revealed this to them. And you know, my dear friend, if open this text with a grand and glorious truth of covenant love. And when we speak of covenant love in the day of Moses, it's this. The Son of God was in the bosom of the Father. He was not on the earth until later. Generations have. The same Jesus, but he was not upon the earth. He was the Son of God. And as the Son of God, he still and was and ever shall be equal with the Father. And that love was great because he loved the Father and the Father loved him in heaven. And he loved Moses, but it's a very great love, is the love of heaven. It's the love of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's a great love. Now there was one certain portion of their life they dare not say it was not true. If God teaches you, he leaves truth behind. And that was this. He brings them to remembrance of God's goodness. Very nice if you and I can bring to, he causes us to remember the bitter part. Though now it may be a more tried part. He says, the Lord thy God. You see, he could speak to them that they had a God that belonged to them. And in what way was God made known that they could claim him? By his works, his covenant love, his sacred promise. And by enabling those who were not filled with unbelief to follow where he led them. One of the sweetest places a child of God can ever be in, young or old, is to say, be still and thou that I am God. There are none among the young that lay closer than those that have had the prayers of those that and their children, whatever nearness it is, when they're called to go out into the world away from their homes. I was with one this week that was stuck and begin, commence our life where she's never had to do before, in that Lord, the trouble is of London. A mother's prayers. Yes. A mother's exhortations. How she has exhorted that girl. Ah, my friend. And I gave her a word of exhortation to me. You see, what was the greatest part of the bliss is the Lord had blessed the mother. That's why. And she had a God to go to. That girl was being near to her, away from home, perhaps more than when she was at home. Because there is the source that God is to bless them. And it's been like that to many godly parents. They go while they're at home and under your roof and under your care, you have not the same depth of that need as when they move. That God has the purpose of his moving. He does nothing in vain, my friend. And so these had to move where God led them. And with a very wonderful blessing he gave, their children of old, they couldn't have never gone through that wilderness and lived had he not given them all they wanted to supply their body. And when he gave them faith to those who received it, did the religion cost them that? I needed as much grace to look up to the heaven and see that cloud by the day and the fire by the night as you and I need to believe in today. Yes. And when that cloud, both day and night, they saw their God's goodness. And as they followed him, and my friends, it's to all of Perry's name, they never made a mistake. Or that many preach about God that don't know these things. They think he's a man like you and me. And they said he was a good man. And that he could perform miracles, and that's about all they could tell you. But if you and I know Christ, it will come right home to you, what he'd done for you. Now you listen. He takes the hand beautifully. He's blessed thee, Moses said, in all the work of thy hand. That's a great thing. Can you look in your home? Can you look into the family? Can you look into the business? Can you look into your men inside, into the path of your poor mind, and lay your hand upon your breast and sigh, he's blessed the work of it. Because there's a walking by faith, and there's a looking by faith, and there's a sitting down with the exercise of grace by faith. The Lord bless thee in the work of thy hand. And it's a great thing. And those who proclaim the truth, if they can, by His goodness see that their labors are not in vain in the Lord. Thou mixed with all weaknesses and sin, if left to themselves, are no better than those they preach to. But if the Lord blesses the work, then you see it means this, that you have a relationship to God, as Moses did. And you say, in what relationship did Moses have with God? He spoke to Him. It was communion. He did speak to guide him and comfort him and bless him. And not only that, Moses, but He brought him to preach the gospel. And there's never been a day without the gospel. And the beautiful portion that He spoke unto these, the children of Israel, was this. And it's a depth in it and a height that you can never fathom. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness. Wonderful favor, isn't it? One in heaven knows where you're walking now. And He can provide all that is necessary for you in that walking through the wilderness. And there is this, my dear friends, my grace is sufficient for you. The thorn will lose its power when His grace is there. You see, dear friend, there was something that they knew of God, and so there will be with you. And you will often say, I was once blind, and now I see. But oh, He knew the walking. Why? Because they were all the steps He had ordained. And when they went astray, He knew it. He had to bring them back. Ah, He knoweth thy walking, child of good. He do us as a little child with what lies before us. He knoweth the walking. And where is that walking? To be right in pouring out your heart to God in prayer. You have a mighty God? Yes. The earth and the fullness of it belongs to your God. And if you needed a particular blessing from the uttermost parts of the earth to supply your need, He could bring it to you. Good. If it was necessary. And has brought something more to you that no other power on earth, and that salvation. And you know, if you've tasted salvation once, you have to know that He's leading you by it. How many times He saved you from yourself? How many times He saved you from your fears? How many times has He saved you from your affliction? Yes. I was asking questions like this last Sunday. And so on Friday, passing their woman's cottage, we passed by. And my friend said, well, we'll just call and let her say goodbye to you. He says, you asked a question, Sunday. He never told me what the question was. Now, she said, I answered it in my soul to God. And I was blessed, I shan't forget it. I don't know what it was. There's something God had done for her, and she said, I could say yes, I can answer that question before my God. You see, there's an inward working, and you'll see it brings together, cleaving together in the bonds of the gospel of the grace of God. What is it? Evidently it was this. He knew her walking through this great wilderness. Every step provided by him, beautifully ordered by him. So at times when the sun shines you can see it well, and then perhaps he says you must come to a little darker season than you've had before, where you need more someone to lead you day and night. Belong to God, and he never left the night without the stars and the moon. And many a traveller, even as near as the downs at Wantage, have had to be guided home by the heavens, the stars that knew where they were fixed in the end. Oh, there's some very wonderful leading God gives to his people. As he knows they're walking. A great minister in the north, 5 years ago, he had to pass by a deep canal, and he always went that way back home. And they had to walk some mile. And the Lord so laid it on his poor mind, you go another way tonight. Don't you go that way. Directed him. There were men along that canal who wanted to throw him in. And the Lord led his mind and his spirit and gave him the power of grace that he might know that his walking through the great wilderness, he knew all about it, and you know his life was spared. His life was spared. And you don't know, you that are old in years, how many times he spared you from the brink of despair. Instead of leaving you to despair, he gave you the spirit of prayer, and he led you by prayer and supplication. And these he had led for 40 years, so they had something to be taught them in those 40 years. And what did they become? Because it's all through the love of God the Father, and the love of the Son and the Holy Spirit, they become his witnesses. It was no use saying to them that it was never so, because they had it given them of God. Though unbelief might try them while they're with themselves, but you can never obliterate any blessing God gives you. There it is. And he reminded them of it. Oh, he says he knows where you're walking. You know, Job knew that. And many more children of God than Job. And Job had the darkest past of any in the world, or as any. And he said, he knoweth the way I take. When he's tried me, when he's tried my faith, when he's tried where my trust is, where he's tried where my love is, he said, I shall come forth as gold. And you know, the book of Job could never be finished till God finished it. The latter end of Job was greater than his beginning. After all he lost, after all he suffered, espouses the end of a child of God is greater than the beginning. Yes. Dear man of God, my father, have forgotten my home years ago. He said, William, and his daughter with me then, he says, you're going through the north gate, but mark my word, before he takes you into eternity, you'll go through the south gate. That has been said. That has been said. And my friends, you see the privilege, the blessing, the richness that he becomes a covenant God, so that he will never leave you or forsake you. Therefore, we desire this blessing which he alone can give to his dear children, young or old. He knoweth you're walking. You may not always know where you are walking and what the end of be, but how beautiful in the chapter, let the morrow take care of itself. They bring a lot of trouble on our poor heads and not. They're thinking going beyond today, don't we? Those weeks and months and the years, and that child of God, it's all known to your God, and tomorrow comes, and he leads you through tomorrow as he did the day before. And that's what he had done here. And 40 years of it. So they had something to speak about, something to taste of his goodness, of his faithfulness. And they said, the God has blessed you. He's blessed you. And when he blesses, that's rich, is the blessing, because it flows from the richest source, the love of Christ. Now you listen. There was lacked nothing. Lacked nothing. He said, when he sent forth his 70 disciples and they came back and he said, lacked ye anything? They said, nothing. Nothing. Providence and grace. But what do you not lack? His goodness. His care. His love. His mercy. And if you're here this morning, my friend, and feel you could look back and see where he took special care of you, when no one on earth could help you. What a good God he is. And what a gracious Savior. Now I leave these remarks in the hands of God. May he bless you.
Amen. How blessed is the man who in Jesus believes, and on him can cast all his cares. A righteousness full and complete he receives, that hides all his guilt, sin, and fear. No creature on earth is more happy than he, nor Gabriel himself is more blessed. He lives on the bounty of grace, rich and free, a glorious, immortal repast. Thank you.
May the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest upon us each, now and forevermore. Amen.